This episode is brought to you by FX's The Veil, starring Elizabeth Moss. FX's The Veil is an international spy thriller that follows two women as they play a deadly game of truth and lies on the road from Istanbul to Paris and London. One woman has a secret, and the other has a mission to reveal it before thousands of lives are lost. FX's The Veil premieres April 30th, only on Hulu.
So we're about to go down to Delray Beach, Florida. Love that place. Lived in Boca Raton, as you know, for 16 years. Spent many a night on Atlantic Avenue in Delray Beach, whether it was Tremonti's or The Office, ton of really good restaurants. Before we go down to Florida, how about this Florida news? Listen to Bo Snerdly. Rush Hour Show is on at 4 o'clock. Today, he'll be joined at 4:15 by a Bernie and Sid fave, and that is the Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. That is a score and a half. Nice job, Bo Snerdly. Again, his Rush Hour show starts at 4, and he'll be joined at 4:15 by Florida Governor Ron DeSantis. You will not want to miss that. Tomorrow on this show, I've got Bill O'Reilly and Donald Trump Jr., all within 35 minutes from 8:40 to 9:20. And later on today, we've got Andrew Giuliani, Peter King, Dr. Mark Siegel, and Joe Pinion live in studio. But my next guest is a guy that I became very, very friendly with when I spent those 10 years down in Miami hosting three different morning shows. He spent 27 years as the trainer for the New York Knicks. You had to go to the Garden and remember they would announce the whole Knick lineup, the announcer at the Garden, and at the very end he would go, and the trainer for the Knicks for 27 years, Mike Saunders. And that's what he did. And then he retired, went down to Florida, and contacted me because I was doing mornings there. He became an avid listener of my shows down in Florida. And then when I came to New York, he followed me here and started listening to me and Bernie. And as far as I know, he runs the track in Delray Beach every morning and never misses the show. He's got a new book out, and it's called Life Sentence, a collection of quotes and stories to inspire, motivate, and empower. I love the book. Luke Lograno picked out a bunch of good quotes this morning. He loved the book. Here he is, once again, former trainer of the New York Knicks and now the prince of Delray Beach, Florida, the very handsome Mike Saunders. Good morning, Mike.
Sid, thank you so much for that wonderful introduction. Evidently, you can't see this morning or else you wouldn't say that I'm that handsome.
Well, it's been a couple of years. You even showed up one night at one of my events for an Eagle-Giant Monday Night Football game at a bar in East Boca. But I think I set it up correctly, right? I mean, you were in New York. I don't know if you knew of me when you were the trainer for the Knicks, but down in Florida, you loved the shows I did, and you followed me here with me and Bernie. So I don't know exactly where the whole thing with you and I started.
Well, I followed you on FAN.
Okay.
Sid.
Yep.
Oh, absolutely. You were a must-listen back then. I loved you then. I kind of mentally held your hand through all your turmoil.
Yeah.
And it was great to see you land back on your feet down here in Florida.
It was. And that was a renaissance period for me. I tell everybody, they go, Sid, what do you think was the best thing? I said, it was the best thing to have you went to Florida, because when I was at FAN, you know, I was boxed in when I was doing the shows with Jody and Joe. I had to stick to sports. And if I veered off, Mark Chernoff and Eric Spitz would go nuts. And I believe I became a great radio host down in Florida, because there I had the freedom and the opportunity to do everything from interviewing Phil Simms to interviewing, you know, President Trump. And that gave me the range you need to be a big star here in New York. So it was a big deal for me, and it was a big deal becoming friendly with you. Now let's get to your book, Life Sentence. What was the motivation behind even writing this?
Well, so as I say in the book, you know, my travels in 27 years throughout the country, throughout various clubhouses and locker rooms, I would see inspirational signs, you know, sayings, quotes, and I would write them down on the back of a business card and put it in the business card holder, and every so often look at it. And as the collection grew, I said, you know, this is too powerful just to keep inside me. I need to share it. And that's what motivated me to put it in a book. I collected 680 quotes, and I had 17 motivating stories as well. And I think our youth more than ever needs a guidebook like this to help them navigate through the turmoil today.
I agree with you. You know, everybody, of course, watches those Notre Dame games on Saturdays, and they see that sign. They smack it when they walk down from the locker room, play like a champion today. That's a big one. But just so you know, Mike Saunders, Luke Lograno, who's leaving, I'll get to that later, he picked out a bunch of quotes that he really liked. One here from Tommy Lasorda, "Your players have to believe in you." One here from Doc Rivers, "Don't let the last play affect the next play." Muhammad Ali, "I run on the road long before I dance under the lights." Herb Brooks, former Ranger head coach, "The legs feed the wolf." "A life is not important except for the impact it has on other lives." The great Jackie Robinson. To this one, "True competitors derive their greatest pleasure out of playing against the very best opponents." And that's a guy you quote a bunch of times in the book, the great John Wooden. But you do everything here from The Rock to politicians. You've got quotes from everybody.
Yeah, men, women, things from centuries ago until today. And, it covers the entire span of humanity. And I'm very proud of the book, and I've gotten a great response from people who've read it. And it's not a book that you have to start at page one and continue to page 100. You can go to any page and I think get something powerful out of it for your day.
Well, I read the five or the six that Luke Lograno picked out this morning. I had a bunch of sports quotes I enjoyed as well. But even though you put together nearly 700, and again, from a variety of genres of folks, do you have four or five of your own favorites, Mike, inside the book?
Well, as I say, my mantra is, again, a John Wood quote, "Make every day your masterpiece."
Right.
And and I have signs all around my office confirming that. And that's what I do. I pick out a mantra and I try to live by it. I try to make every day as good as possible. And I also have in the beginning of the book, I quote the one you did by Jackie Robinson, by the great Jackie Robinson, "A life is not important except for the impact it has on others." That's kind of what motivated me. That was my challenge to positively impact the lives of the youth. If it changes one person, if one person has their life changed in a positive way, I've accomplished my goal.
I agree.
And so that's how I feel about it.
The book is great. It is called Life Sentence, written by former Knick trainer Mike Saunders. 27 years he called Madison Square Garden home. And again, I know you're in Delray Beach. We met often in Boca. It's beautiful down there. You run the track every morning. It's clean. The weather is great. You got a great governor. And I know you listen to me and Bernie every day. You know what's going on here. It's a disaster. Don't let anybody tell you differently. It's a disaster. This mayor sucks. The governor is even worse. So you tell me, Mike, do you miss the city?
Yeah, you know, Sid, I miss a lot of the city. At least remember, I lived there, you know, for 62 years. I'm almost 70 now.
Wow.
I lived there for 62 years, and I love the vibrancy and the energy of the city. But I know that it's not the same. A lot has changed in those 8 years, and I don't think any of the changes is for the better. All those changes, the city's gotten worse and worse, and a lot of the great people from the city have left, moved to Florida.
Yep.
I absolutely love Florida. It's not just the weather; it's an attitude. As you said, we have a great governor. Governor DeSantis is terrific. And it's a wonderful life down here.
It is a great life. I was down there over a decade, and it is. It's an easy, peaceful, nice life. And you're a guy that went from working for the Knicks for 27 years. And I know during that time, Pat Riley was the coach of the Knicks. And I love Pat. Pat even wrote a chapter in my last book. And Pat has been running the Miami Heat for a long time now. Maybe that explains why you were at the Heat-Celtics game last night in Miami after working for the Knicks for 27 years.
Well, yeah, you know, if you cut my right arm, it bleeds blue and orange, but my left arm bleeds the red of the Heat. My son works for the Miami Heat. My son Jeffrey's worked for the Heat for 8 years.
Wow.
And as you said, the great Pat Riley was the one who gave him a chance. He had an internship. He went to, my son went to Syracuse University, majored in sports management, got an internship with the Heat, and they loved him from day one. And he's been there for 8 seasons already.
Wow. Last one on basketball. I know the Knicks, the draft lottery was last night. They're going to pick number 11 next year. And they've got two or three real young superstars. Obviously, it was a great year for R.J. Barrett, the kid from Duke. I think that Emmanuel Quickley is proven to be a really good player. Toppin as well. So the future does look bright. But you were there, Mike, for all those Patrick Ewing teams. I mean, the almost championship era. What was it like back then?
Well, we went to the finals twice. 1994, we lost to Houston.
Right. Not only did you lose to Houston, that was during that series was when the world actually moved off of the Knick Rocket game to watch the O.J. Simpson chase.
Yeah, exactly. That I remember that Wednesday very well. There was a different vibe in the arena. And then in 99, we lost to San Antonio in 5 games.
Right.
Patrick Ewing was hurt, so we didn't have a chance.
Right.
But, yeah, you know, we had some lean years, but we also had some great years. And I'm proud of my run there for 27 years. We had a great time.
No, listen, it was fun to be at the Garden. I was there so often working for the Fan, covering the Knicks. Sammy Stein liked it very, very well by me, and Jeff Van Gundy as well. So on the way out, Mike Saunders, the folks who want to purchase Life Sentence, and they should. The quotes are great. You should add, enough is enough. From John Catsimatidis, enough is enough. I know it's been said before by many people. We're so mad we're not going to take it from the movie Network, but just add that. Where can people purchase Life Sentence by Mike Saunders?
Oh, thank you, Sid. They can Venmo $18. It's $15 for the book, $3 for postage, and Venmo it to Life Sentence Book.
Okay, there you go. Just Venmo $18?
Yeah, if they're not into the Venmo thing, they can send a check to Life Sentence, P.O. Box 480123, Delray Beach, Florida, 33448.
All right. Listen, Mike, best of luck with the book. Thank you for your continued loyalty and support now going over 20 years. And Bernie also loves you, and I love you.
Well, Sid, I have to send my regards to Bernie. It really pains me that Bernie's not there. Bernie's a fighter, and not just a fighter, but he's a winner.
Yes.
And he's going to come out victorious.
I agree. I agree. All right, buddy, I love you. Thank you so much, Mike. Thank you.
Thank you, Sid. I appreciate it.
All right. Enjoy the day down there in Florida. He's right about Bernard. Bernie will be back on Monday, but I'm telling you, folks, I promise you, the next 2 days, you will not be disappointed. We've got 4 great guests coming up today, and again, tomorrow, we've got Bill O'Reilly into Donald Trump Jr. We'll take a quick break, come back with hour number 2, an epic Wednesday edition of Bernie and Sid in the Morning, only right here on Talk Radio 77 WABC.